Hi, folks, and welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast today. Got a special guest with us, Molly Banerjee. She is with a Toronto-based ministry, does a Christian music festival. Welcome to the show, Molly.
Thank you for having me.
Unfortunately, the reason I was contacted for this is you folks are going through a little bit of controversy. But before we get to that, tell us about the Christian Music Festival.
All right. So Christian Music Festival is a ministry that was birthed about 4 or 5 years ago and became a registered not-for-profit organization 3 years ago. So the intention of this ministry was to bring the people of God together, different from all over GTA. GTA here is known as the Greater Toronto Area. Churches participate in this. So we do this event at a public square, and the venue for that is Nathan Phillips Square. And so the idea is for everyone to come together and to celebrate their faith, because I don't know how things are in the United States, but in Canada, the Christian people have begun to feel that, you know, their faith is a little bit under threat. Mm-hmm. And so people are not allowed to express themselves or express their faith. Even little things like, you know, Merry Christmas is like, no, we can't say that. So people have begun to feel that, you know, they're not being allowed to express their faith. A lot of people were interested in having an opportunity to come out in a public square and engage in, in music and worship and dance. And sometimes we even have painters who come and who paint, you know, prophetic pictures. So it has been a great success. And we've had no issues promoting this on the Facebook. Facebook has been one of the platforms that we have used in the past to promote not only Christian Music Festival events, but other events. If there are other ministries contact us and say, you have lots of people on your Facebook, why, if you would be kind enough to help us to promote our events. So we have used that very effectively in the past, and we've had no issues. So this year, we were hoping that it would be the same story. However, 2 weeks before the actual event, which took place on October 27th, I tried to boost the event. And there was an icon that just kept turning. No matter how many times I tried, it just continued to turn. Mm. And so I thought something was wrong. I mean, once in a while it can be internet issues or something, some glitches like that. But when it just continued like that, I knew something was not right. So I contacted Facebook and I said, you know what, I'm trying to boost my event. I think something is wrong with my Facebook account, so can somebody look into it? Now, incidentally, just prior to this, there had been this big news about, you know, everybody's accounts that had been hacked into. So I just thought maybe my account was also one of those accounts that was hacked. So I told them, I said, I think somebody probably got into my account. Please look into it. And they said, oh, no problem, we will look into it. And then they came back to me and said, your account has not been hacked. So I was relieved. I said, okay. And then they said, okay, we have to look into your account to see what is going on with it. And I said, yeah, by all means, please do that, because I want whatever the problem is to be rectified so we can continue to promote our event. Then they told me, we want you to sign a non-discriminatory form that you don't discriminate against anyone. I thought that was a bit odd because, I mean, it was not connected to what we're doing. We have never discriminated against anyone. Mm-hmm. We've never been accused of having discriminated against anyone. So I asked them, why am I being asked to sign a form like this? And they said to me, this is normal procedure. Everybody has to do that. You know, even I had to do it. So please go ahead and sign that, because without that, nothing's going to happen. So I say, I have no problem. You know, I have no issues signing a, you know, form like that, because I have no intention of ever discriminating against anyone anyway. So I went ahead and I signed that form, and nothing happened. So then they came back, you know, after 2-3 days. Then they said, you know what, we need access to your account. With your permission, can we do that? And I said, yeah, sure. If you need access to my account so you can fix it, by all means. You know, so I gave them permission to access my account. I'm not sure what they did to my account, but all I know is that ever since that time, we have not been able to boost any of our events. We were not able to boost Christian Music Festival. We were not able to boost another event that we just did this Sunday gone by that was in support of the Jewish people in the wake of the tragedy that took place in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And they just would not allow me to do that. And so this is, and then when I contacted them, I said, you know what, whatever you've done is not working. They said to us, you know what, your account, and they just ignored me. Yes, I'm trying to remember all the sequence. Mm-hmm. Nobody contacted me, no matter how much I tried to contact them, because I was a little bit desperate to get my event boosted. No one contacted me. Then somebody recommended that I should tweet. So I tweeted. So, you know, after I tweeted, somebody did contact me, understanding my urgency. I mean, we have worked so hard on this event for the whole year, and there are almost 200 people who are performing in this event, and it's a big, major event, and we need to promote this. So why are you not, understanding my urgency? And this gentleman said to me, well, you know what, we can't help you because your account is political. Mm. And I thought that was really strange. And I said, Christian Music Festival is very self-explanatory. No one needs to be, there is no ambiguity about it. It is a festival that is held by the Christians to celebrate Christian faith, and it happens openly for everyone to see what we do. And there is nothing political about it. And this gentleman, his name, he identified himself as Ryan. He said to me, we saw a flag on your account. So that is political. And I don't remember seeing a flag. It's possible that on Canada Day celebration, we may have put the flag. I don't know. Maybe they just went through my account and looked at it. But there is nothing political about having a flag.
No.
So if it was Canada's anniversary or birthday, so we put a flag because it's a matter of national pride, and we ask people to pray for the nation, which we as the people of God are asked to pray for our nation, pray for our leaders. It's part of our faith, and it's not political. And he said, no, there's nothing we can do about it, and that was the end of that. And so this is why, you know, it has been very, very discouraging. And also, I believe Facebook tried to sabotage our event. They didn't let us raise any funds because we had created a GoFundMe, page, and which was being boosted on our Facebook. We wanted to raise about $15,000 for our event, but Facebook didn't allow it to be boosted. So we ended up having to raise no funds. Mm. Right? So this is very, very disheartening, and it should not be happening in this part of the world. No. Right? Because we believe we have religious freedom in both United States and in Canada. And so why should, Facebook, a very powerful entity, should be interfering with what people believe? Right, that's not their place.
Right. I understand that one of the groups that you had this year was Zion's Joy.
Yes.
And I've had, I can't remember if it was one or two members of the group that was on our podcast back when they had their controversy with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons when Brian contacted me that this stood out is that it is a pattern. You mentioned that it happened right after several hacking issues came up, but it also happened when numerous conservative and Christian accounts were wiped out. I know Alan West, who's been on the podcast, one of his sites lost 1 million people that were following what they were doing. And it's very disturbing. I didn't get to where I couldn't boost or anything like that, but I got a message one time that an interview I did with the creator of a sitcom, Fairly Odd Parents, which has nothing to do with religion, has nothing to do with politics, and they sent me a message that, you know, you can't boost this one particular piece that you want to boost. And and so I guess the dilemma, and it sounds like it definitely was a dilemma for you, is that when we use Facebook, and many people use it as their primary source of publicity, and they take that from us, then many times we're not going to be able to afford other ways of publicizing. Is that the case with?
Yes. Absolutely.
They're using their major platform to censor Christians, conservatives, and what can we do about that? What do you think we can do about it as the Christian community?
Well, there are a couple of things we must do. One, we must talk about it. And so, because you see, until it happened to me, I didn't know it could happen to others. I really didn't know. And when this group came, Zion's Joy, I just casually mentioned to them, I didn't know that this had happened to them. And so when I was sharing with them, they said, you'd be surprised. This is the same thing that happened to us. And that made me think, oh, so this is not just a strange coincidence. This is a targeted attempt. And they told me the same thing, that they were told that you're too political and you're not allowed to have your video online. And that's why they removed it. You see, the other thing is the Christian community needs to have, we need an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
The Christians and the conservatives, because incidentally, my husband is running as a conservative here in Canada, and they have done the same thing to his page. And I asked them, why did you do this to his page? They said, oh, because in this case, that he's not allowing other points of view. Now, if he is a conservative, how is he supposed to allow other points of view on a conservative platform?
Right.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, their logic is not, is illogical. I mean, the demands are illogical in my point of view. And same would apply to a liberal. If they are trying to promote a liberal point of view, when suddenly somebody came along and said, no, I need to be on your platform because I'm a conservative. You know what? That's not a place, right? So so this is something that the platforms like Facebook cannot and must not be allowed to do, because, you know, they have now created a monopoly.
Yes.
This is where the danger is. Facebook is big enough by itself. Now they have got Instagram.
Yes.
So you can't go to Instagram. And I'm told they also happen to own WhatsApp. So all these powerful platforms, whoever is working to create these powerful platforms, are also now being taken over by Facebook. So whatever Mr. Zuckerberg decides, you know, is how things are going to happen. And then this will continue. Coming back to what we ought to do, number one, we need to talk about this. So I am so grateful to you for giving me this platform to voice my concerns. And I'm sure other people are going to hear this and say, oh, this happened to me as well. I'm also a target. Number two, we need to have an alternative platform, because Christians are a majority no matter where you go.
Mm-hmm.
we can have our own platform, right? So we must have our own platform. So if there is somebody who knows how to create an alternative to Facebook, you know, please do so, because we need to have our alternative. Number three, we need to have somebody hold Facebook and Mr. Zuckerberg accountable, because Absolutely. They are behaving like bullies.
Absolutely.
We are so big, you know, you better do, you know, what we demand of you, right? So how is this different from being a bully on a playground?
Well, it's not different. And one of the things, I looked at it earlier today because it's been a few months since I got my little note from him, and I looked at it, and the first point is they never made a resolution, which it's way past time that I would want to do anything, but they never made a resolution. And one of the things that they list in that area is bullying. They want to make sure that people aren't bullying. I mean, that's not what they were accusing me of, but that's one of their core things, is to make sure that a organization or an entity that has a page on Facebook is not doing, and here they turn around and they're doing that exact thing to us.
How can we are, this is a real David and Goliath situation, right? Look at us. We are little people, you know, who look at Facebook and look at us. How can we ever bully them or anybody else? And also, to be fair, you know, Facebook, before they start accusing other people of engaging in bullying, they must first see, are you engaged in anything like that? They can see everything on the page.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
So just because you disagree with someone, that is not being a bully.
No.
You know, people disagree with people all the time. It happens even in a family. My husband and I, we have a great marriage. We've been married for almost 28 years now. We don't agree all the time.
Right.
You know, there are times when he disagrees with me, you know, there are times when I disagree with him, and that's normal. Just because now I think the culture is moving towards that, if you disagree with my point of view, I must silence.
And you know, from my standpoint, you mentioned if a liberal was forced to list a conservative platform on theirs, I just want an even playing field. If they allow liberals to have their views, if they allow Muslims or Hindu or whoever to have their own platforms, I just want an even playing field. And I've
they seem to have a problem with two entities.
Yes.
One are Christians, and the other are conservatives. Like, why are you doing that? Now, incidentally, about 2 weeks ago, we were at, my husband and I were invited to a roundtable conference with the leader of our conservative party, Mr. Andrew Scheer, and he's the leader of the opposition. And we did mention this to him, you know, like this is a problem, and he is quite aware of it, because they are targeting, like, we are not the only ones. There are many other people and many other conservatives that Facebook has decided to silence.
And,
right? This is what happens in dictatorships. This does not happen in a democracy.
Well, it shouldn't happen in a democracy, but if we keep hearing this over and over, then it is happening in a democracy.
Yeah, so, you know, Facebook is in the United States. That's where their corporation is registered. I think the government of the United States of America needs to look into this, because now, you know, I also have a background in business, and we know that there should never, ever be a monopoly.
Right.
Because once a corporation begins to monopolize, then they also begin to terrorize people, so to speak, you know.
Right.
Because it's my way or the highway, basically. So this has to be stopped. This monopoly must be stopped.
And that's what they did to you. They bullied you into submission to what they say on Facebook. But the good news is they can't bully you into discontinuing what it is that you do.
No, they cannot do that.
How did this?
We will never stop that.
Right. How did this year's festival go?
It went up really, really well. We sent out a press release, and our press release was well received. It always is. So Facebook tried to stop us, you know, on their platform, but you know, we got a report, a visibility report, and 1.75 million people had received it. That's way more than Facebook could have ever reached.
Right. How about other social media? You mentioned Twitter, ones that aren't controlled by Facebook. How have you been received there?
Twitter is not that much different. They are a separate entity, so they should not be operating the same way. But sadly, Twitter is one of those entities that does operate the same way as Facebook. So we did try to, put it on Twitter as well, but that was not as effective. But you know what? We have emails.
Yes.
We have a good database of emails. We use old-fashioned phone. You know, call the old pastors and churches in the area, said we were even not able to do this on Facebook, but the event is still taking place, and we would like you to come. You see, there are many alternative ways that this can be done, and we did use all the years. So event did happen. Everything happened beautifully. No issues with that. But it's just that Facebook cannot and must not continue with this. They must restore our account. They must remove all those algorithms that they have put into our account. And they have to do that.
Yes.
Because Mr. Zuckerberg has a moral duty to do that. Moral and ethical responsibility to do that.
Before we close and I pray with you, tell us what comes up in between the music festival. I know you just had the prayer vigil. What else is in store?
Yes. Well, the next one that's coming up is that we will be doing carol singing. So that's, again, a similar kind of event when people from all over GTA will be invited to come and participate in an evening of carol singing. And, of course, all of us will be calling, greeting each other as Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays.
Right, absolutely. And other things that will take place next year?
Yeah, so festival will happen again next year. We are still looking to see, if we can change the date, because the event takes place at a venue called Nathan Phillips Square, so which is a property that's owned by the City of Toronto. And City of Toronto is also notorious for giving Christian groups a hard time. And so they have been giving us a hard time. Our time was in May. And so what happened was, once you booked your time and it's approved and you've had your events, then that time becomes your time. And then the city tells you in October, send us an email for the next year that you're going to be holding another similar event. And last year what happened was, one of the city employees that we were dealing with, she said to us, don't send the request in October. Do that in January. So we said, okay. So we called her in January and said, okay, we're doing the Christian Music Festival event next year. You asked us to contact you in January. We are doing that. She said, sorry, you were supposed to contact us in October, and now we have given you a date to somebody else. So our May date was given to somebody else, and then they ended up giving us something in October only because we insisted that we have a date. Now, we have to go back to the City of Toronto, and they have to, do right by us, because a city employee who works for the city does not get to decide. That square belongs to the taxpayers. But then again, this is not the first time it has happened. We became the recent targets of that. They have given other Christian groups a very hard time in the past. They just go ahead and cancel their events that are supposed to be taking place at city properties. So this is what I'm trying to say, is that there is this atmosphere somehow, I don't even understand why, because, you know, the right to believe is a human right.
Mm-hmm.
And with all this awareness all over the world, with the United Nations and this campaign and that campaign about human rights, so, you know, people are aware of it, and yet when it comes to Christian people, you know, it's like your human rights don't matter. We can, you know, violate your rights anytime we want to. Again, so this is what, this is the culture that's happened. That is, City of Toronto is a great city. So I'm not, I live here. I've lived here for the past 30 years, and it's a wonderful city. It's not the people. I'm talking about our municipal government, you know, and these city employees who have taken it upon themselves to tell people, you know, taxpayers, really, that's what they can do and what they cannot do. So this is, again, another way that these people are trying to discriminate against us, right? So mm-hmm. It cannot happen.
There you go.
And we're prepared to fight, and, you know, because when we are fighting, we're not going against anyone. We are for our own people, because mm-hmm. they have a right to express themselves.
Right.
They have a right to worship the way they want to. And if there's someone who doesn't want to worship that way, that's okay. We have no issues with that. If there's someone who doesn't want to believe, I'm also okay with that. You know, because God has given us all a free will. He is not imposing his will on anyone. So we are his people. We don't want to impose our will on anybody else. But nor should anybody else impose their will on us.
Well, you're an inspiration, Molly. You and your husband, Jay Banerjee, from the Christian Music Festival in Toronto. Keep fighting the good fight. That's what the God's Word tells us. Fight the good fight.
Yes.
And sometimes people try to use our Christian values against us and try to just get us to turn our cheek about everything that happens. But Jesus spoke up, and Jesus wasn't always happy about things that were going on. And so we have to do the things that you just said. So let me pray with you, Molly.
Please.
Father, once again, we come to you thanking you for our new friends, for Molly and her husband, Jay. We thank you for their willingness to go out on a limb and to speak up for Christians. Father, just because we believe that we should love everyone, and we do, but Father, we just ask that you would have us be treated in a manner that we should be treated. Help us not to be discriminated against, Father. Help us not to be held to different standards. Help us to be able to get the good news and the message of Jesus Christ out to a lost and dying world. Father, as Christians, help us to do the right thing and to take those issues seriously, but to do those in love, just as Jesus did. Bless Molly, bless Jay, bless their ministry, and thank you for being with us today, Father, through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate you giving us this opportunity, and we bless you, your ministry, and your listeners.
Well, we thank
you. May you continue to be blessed.
And we will keep an eye out on things. We'll find your social media. I'll post your website on the show description. And if you want that right now, folks, ChristianMusicFestival.org is where you can find them. ChristianMusicFestival.org. God bless you, Molly.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. That's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. Want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston podcast at. And let me just list a few of those for you here. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Blueberry. We're on all of those with our podcast. One of those is your favorite. We'd encourage you to bookmark us, however it is that that individual site has you to save your favorites. We would love to be able to consider ourselves one of your favorites. We want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. Subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there. Go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing.